教会。不久以前，好像
A while back, I shared with you about the Trinity God.
有没有啊？
Maybe.
我的脑筋不管用了，非常的坏，记忆非常的坏，很多东西都忘记了。我记得好像是主的教会呀，三一真神的教会，主的教会。我上次我讲给，好像给大家讲，未完待续啊，对不对？让我等待，这是第二。次，再来读，再来分享主的教会或者三一真神的教会。
The other time, I think I mentioned that I will come back to share this the same topic about the North Church or the Trinity God's Church.
我们所信的神是三位一体的真神。
The God we trust is the real God, is the three-in-one God, is the Trinity God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体，他们都是神。
The Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are all God, and they are one God.
三位，但是只有一位神。
Although we say three, but truly it's the one God.
所以我们说的时候是。三位一体的真神，
So that's why we have this word Trinity.
今天我们再来思想这个题目。有一段的经文，我也和大家分享一下，在以弗所书第四章，以弗
So,
所书第四章。
yeah, we can open our Bible to book Ephesians chapter 4.
大家找到吧，《以弗所书》第四章，《以弗所书》是讲这个教会的奥秘。
So this book, Ephesians, tells the mystery of church.
保罗告诉我们说，有三个奥秘。
Paul, through this book, told us that there are three mysteries about church.
三个奥秘，一个是真理的奥秘，救福音的奥秘。
One is the mystery of Gospel.
一个是教会的奥秘。
One is about church.
一个是再来，耶稣再来的奥秘。
And another mystery is the return of Jesus.
这个奥秘最后向我们显明了，
They are all the three, all the mysteries. Are revealed to us.
以弗所书告诉我们，到底教会是什么东西啊？
Well, this book tells us what church is.
不明白的人就以为教会，哎呀，就是一些。所谓信耶稣的人在一起，这样子聚会、唱诗、祷告、讲道，然后最后吃一顿饭。有的人还没有吃，还吃不到饭呢。哎呀，这个回家了，这是一个礼拜过了去了。
Yeah, many people review church as a place where the believers of Jesus come together to sing songs, to Bible study, and to have a meal together, have lunch together. That is the church.
这只是人的聚会，不是教会。
Yeah, in their view, that a church is another kind of gathering, social gathering occasions.
教会在本来是一个世界用的一个名词，
Church, what originally is just a ordinary word for the word.
是一个地方选出人来这个管理大家的事情。
Oh, it was a special place that was enacted people, the organizers that.
后来"教会"这个词就被我们基督徒采用了，就是说我们信耶稣的人，我们聚在一起是一个教会。
And this the word church later developed just really means Jesus followers, the gathering of Jesus followers.
所以，在这个地方，以弗所书第四章这个地方，你先不要把它关掉，我们先慢慢的来看这个。
Yeah, we're going to study the chapter 4 together.
OK，到底这教会是做什么东西？为什么神不在我们一信耶稣以后就把我们提去了？就回天家，就会上天堂了，这不更好吗？
So why God did just take us to heaven once at the moment we believe in him, at the moment we get baptized, why he want us to stay?
呀，上一次我们讲过了，这个教会非常的不是一个普通的一个地方，它是奉着神的名。谁命令我们成立一个教会？
So the church actually is established by God's command. So it's not just an ordinary place.
不是神所叫我们建立的。你会看到，虽然很兴旺，还是最后，变得没有了。
If it's not from God, if God is not with the church, that church, no matter how apparently prosperous, it will decline, it will decay.
教会圣经告诉我们说，是神的，是耶稣的身体，是神的家。
Yeah, Bible told us church is Jesus' body, church is God's home.
所以我们说，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣。
So that's why we say we become one family because of Jesus.
我们礼拜天回来是来，大家来这重聚了，家人聚在一起了。
So every Sunday, that's a family union time.
大家有这感觉吗？
Do you have such a feeling?
有人低头点头，有人不知道怎么办了，这个。这是我们回家了，看见自己的弟兄姐妹得罪你了，生气吗？哎呀，笑一笑。
Yes, it is the
哎呀。
day we see our brothers and sisters. When we see them, we are happy, right? Because we see our family
哎呀。
members back together again.
看看有谁没有笑的？他们啊，嗨，笑啊！
So, Pastor is looking at you, whether you are smiling, okay?
来了以后，偏偏往后边坐，好像我有传染病一样，我要戴口罩吧。不敢靠近了。
I try to sit in the front.
没有翻译啊！来了以后，牧师还没有开始讲话， 他嘴巴张这么大，如果你要打哈欠，没有关系，这个不要当着牧师的面儿，非常不礼貌，做害羞的事。啊，不是，没有翻译。呀，多的往前面坐，不给他坐到最后边。你谦卑很好，但是不要在这件事情上面谦卑。就算是给讲道的人一个鼓励吧。你尽量往前坐。我好多次我都想在下边讲道，不需要上来，这样子靠近大家。我第二种不讲了。
So, yeah, try to sit more to the front, so closer to Pastor Rain want to say closer to him, so he will use also as a kind of a sign of respect. Don't need to be humble in this regard.
我去读神学的时候，那个教授啊，非常有名的一个教授啊，他就叫我们上去讲道。
So when I
呀，
went to a seminary, when my professor asked me to go to the stage,
很多的人，大部分人拿着这个奖章上去以后，抱着这样子开始讲道了。他就在这个，等于说，这一轮都得有讲到那一刻不及格。
yeah, many students came to the stage, standing there, they read the script, then they preach like this with their eyes fixed on their on the paper.
有人不明白啊，眼睛没有看到大家。你在读奖章，这个不及格。
Yeah, so the student would fail if they don't have a eye contact with the audience.
我知道你还必须要写下来，记不住，但是不是在这个地方念这个？我们是在和我们的亲戚啊，哥哥姐姐弟弟妹妹，父亲母亲，儿女。在讲话，不需要你在这念讲章。
So it's not just reading your scripts. Yeah, you are converse. You are talking with your brother, sisters.
我看有的人上来以后，挖鼻孔的，而且一看这个女的，脱下鞋来。搞他的脚啊，在敬拜的时候不可以这样子。
Yeah, whoever stand up here or the worship center on the stage need to have a proper manner.
我中国人认为这个鼻子不通，你哇哇的啊，但在美国这个地方，这不可以这样子。
Yeah, not picking your nose or scratch your shoes, scratch your feet.
你甚至可以到外面去，可以到底下拿纸把它醒出来，还是怎么样？不好在那儿。
If you don't feel, if you feel itchy or feel uncomfortable, step outside to clean it up first, then come back in.
回家一个非常愉快的感觉，来，我们大家弟兄姐妹聚在一起，你坐在最后边。那是干嘛呢？好像坐在前面，是不是这个特别舱啊？不是经济舱是吧？你知道的啊。
Yeah, so don't sit in the back. The front seat is a special class. It's not economic class. It's not inferior. So.
前面和后面 作为一个家贤呢，你到前面来做，给讲道的人一个鼓励，但是不叫你来睡觉。Hello，这小朋友已经睡着了。
Wake him up. Can he help wake him up? Yeah, wake up.
我们是来敬拜神。
Yeah, we're here for worship.
圣经告诉我们说，两三个人奉他的名聚集。他就在我们中间。
Bible says, two, even two or three, when you come in my name,
你知
he is with
道
us.
耶稣在我们中间吗？
So, do you know, Jesus is with us.
我们等穿衣服，不是光给自己看，而是给谁看？给耶稣看。
We put on nicely, it's not very good for ourselves, but Jesus also says,
我穿得整齐，是对耶稣的一个尊敬。
so this is all to wear properly. A church is also respect to our Lord.
不是光给我们自己看，我们弟兄姐妹无所谓，但是也不好穿得很随便。但是为了主的缘故。我不要注意我自己的衣服。
Maybe your brother or sisters are okay with what you wear, but it's better to wear a little bit more formal. But for Jesus, we do want to put our best.
所以，什么是教会呢？教会就是神从世界里头呼召出来的一批人。
So what is church? Church is the people who God called from the world. It's a gathering of those people.
不是随随便便的一个说，我们几个人，哎，咱们搞一个教会，不是这样子啊。
It's not just a random of your people they decide, oh, let's set up a church.
乃是神的感动，让我们聚在一起，成为一个教会。
It's really God's calling, so that calls people together to worship Him. Oh.
要注意看。一个教会不是神的呼召，拜拜拜拜拜拜拜，就没有了。
Yeah, if you study or if you observe, if a church without God, that church will diminish.
怎么会这样子没有了呀？不是神呼召的。不能够持久。
Yeah, if it's not calling from God, it won't last.
谁叫我们在这里？他有一个特别的一个字，一个意思，旨意。
God has His special purpose for us, for this church.
他不是叫我们一信耶稣马上回天家，不是。
So otherwise, He would just take us to heaven at the moment we believe in Him.
那叫不在地上有一个责任，有一个使命。
Because He wants us as church. To have responsibilities and a mission on the earth.
所以，一个做牧师的，他也是一样，必须有神的呼召，没有神的呼召。他没有，等一下我回去念着啊，
Same with pastor. Yeah, not anybody can stand here to be a pastor. He has to have a As he's calling from God.
不是只找一节圣经，哎，你那个我这一节圣经怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？讲完了就好，再见了，不是这样子。
It's nice just get some Bible verses, then you can preach.
所以谁叫我在这个地方不把我舍提去啊？有他的旨意啊。
So God let us still stay in this world. He has his purpose for us.
所以我们教会有一个非常清楚的一个责任，有一个非常清楚的一个使命。
So our church have a very clear purpose and a very clear mission.
啊，这替代你用哪一个字表明我们的责任？
Yes,
啊，
we have word our own responsibilities and
呀，
purpose.
有 certain responsibilities，不是在这里等着吃饭了。哎，吃什么东西？今天我不要肚子饿了，不是这样子，应该是，
Yeah, we're
应
not
该
here to wait
啊。
for our lunch. Yeah, not wait for our special menu.
我注意到我们的这个周报啊，那个下一次个礼拜是黄信讲道，讲题是什么？由谁来翻译啊？哦。我不喜欢黄应传进讲道，下个礼拜我不来了。假如是时区的话，我一定要来。我讲道这么多年，从来不预先告诉大家，我也不知道，求神赐给我要讲什么话，所以是搞得很慢，但是不是。我昨天读经的时候读的这句话，这个还不错。今天就和你们分享这个，不是这样，教会不是这样子一个，这样子一个教会叫做乌合之众。
Yeah, so Pastor emphasized that we want God is with us. We need God to lead us in sharing the messages. We're not just by our own understanding, by our own planning. So that's not a real church.
我很注意各位弟兄姐妹的成长。
Yeah, we pay particular attention to the growth of brothers and sisters.
不是只是到这来聚一聚会、上上师、读经、祷告、听到啊，这哎，下礼拜见，不是这样子。
Not just the routines of formalities.
我们是一家人，看到我们家人有个小孩，他老是不长，你不着急吗？
We're a family, so if you see one of your children is not growing, I bet you will be anxious.
如果我们看见弟兄姐妹，他信耶稣几十年了，十几年了，好几年了。他还做着最幼稚的一件事情，
So
你知道吗？
I would feel concerned if I see a brother or sister not growing after he claimed to be a Christian, that he did baptize for a few years, more than 10 years.
我有两位领着大家一起唱诗啊，大家唱得很热闹啊。为这个人，你会不会唱这首呢？什么都不会。我们现在要读这个以弗所书，以弗所书在哪里啊？赶快看目录啊！前面看目录，什么七月第几页啊？长不大的基督徒。不是啊，不可以这样子。哎呀，文熙呀， 看见自己的弟兄姐妹不长大，你心不着急吗？做父母的，心不着急吗？
A pastor feels deeply worried or concerned if he sees some brothers and sisters after years of being with the church still not know how to sing some
如果
of the
有人
praise.
做错，我们不责怪他。教会的人、牧师、长老、负责的人要负责。对，是吧？三字经怎么讲？子不学，父之过，是吧？
子不
什么
教，
东西？
父
子
之
不怎
过。
么？
子不教。
子不教，父之过。教不严，师之惰。不是这个孩子，是教会的人负责的人。
So the church leaders should also take responsibility if we have brothers and sisters not growing.
这就是为什么我们很注重教会的牧师、教会的这个所做的一切的事情。是对我们的影响是什么？就是来哦，那个，哦，下礼拜见，这样子。以弗所书在哪里啊？不知道啊。你会照十字架吗？哦，会照。什么都不会，这是一个小孩子。小孩子，被长大的孩子，
Don't stay as a child. Yeah. After years, you need to grow up. We need to grow. Yeah, we shall not say, "Oh, I don't know where it is, where this verse is, where this Bible book is," and we cannot just claim, "Oh, this one, I don't know how to sing," but really want to try to grow up.
除了这个圣经告诉我们说。我们的责任和我们的使命之外，我必须要知道，天堂不是一个幼儿园啊，不是托儿所啊，让一批小孩子跑上去了，在天堂，不错，我们是主的儿女，但是主要一个大人，一个长成这样的。
So, yeah, we need to know, every one of us need to know the responsibility and the purpose of this church. Not just somebody needs to know, it's not my business. We also want to be sure that God's heaven in heaven is not a heaven of kindergartners, right? God wants to see grown up Christians.
这个圣经讲得很清楚，在以弗所书里头讲到，前面他讲到，这个教会是主耶稣的身体啊，呀，让我们行事为人要彼此的互助宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神。这是就是众人的父，超乎众人之上。关乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这讲到天父，讲到耶稣，讲到圣灵。我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。这是第七节，是第4章的第七节，告诉我说。我在这地方就讲得很清楚啊，那单单是赐给某一些人有特别的恩赐， 而是每一个基督徒，我们有同样的一个目标：一神一信，一喜一灵，这是我们共同有的。但是每一个人有个人的恩赐，不是说某一些人，而是每一个人。
So here it clearly tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, right? Everybody has his talents. God give each one of us unique talents. Although we have the one mission, the same mission, same responsibility, but we have different talents. We have different abilities. We want to grow together, help each other grow together. We don't want to be an outsider, just rely on other people to do the things.
所以他赐给每一个人都有一个恩赐。
So God bless each one of us with talents.
我们向主恳求，向告诉我们，我们所蒙受的恩赐是什么。
Yeah, we
It's up to you, up to us. To find out what the gift is.
yeah, if you are not sure what is my talent, you ask God, pray with God, or you ask, pray God for what talents you would want to to get.
你如果一信了耶稣了，你不要说我没有恩赐啊，我就做基督徒了，别人的恩赐，不是这样子。
That's not right if you think, oh, I don't have talent. I just believe in Jesus. Jesus put you here in this church. He has his purpose. He knows you have a talent.
脚上，我们的脚上是哪一部分最重要啊？有人说脚掌啊，有人说骨头啊，有人说这指头不要，这要重要不重要？重要。你少一个怎么样？如果谁叫我做最小的这个？是不是就可以把它砍掉啊？谁要砍掉啊？不是这样子。谁照着我们每个人能所做的赐福气、赐恩典给我们？
Yeah, Pastor will give an example for your foot, right? Just look at your foot. Which one is more important? Is your toe, pinky, ankle, bone, or
来，
muscle?
让我
They're
们
all
来
important.
看一看《以弗所书》第4章11节到16节。
Let's look at it, verse 11 to verse 16. prophets, they have an ability to preaching, but they are different from a
Yeah.
preacher.
有这种的人啊，好像 Billy Graham，他到处讲道，到处讲，但是他不做布施。
Yeah, for example, Billy Graham is very, very good at preaching, but he's not a pastor.
但是先知也有说预言的这个恩赐，但今天预言都已经停止了，所以还有人说他是先知。我们给他打个问号。
Prophets can tell things about future. But today we know we don't have prophets, but there's still people there like to say things about future.
但是我们知道，先知有讲道之能，还有传福音的，有人有特别的感动，要去传福音。
And there's some people that are talented with the ability to spread God, spread Gospel.
我大儿子啊，他是一个医生。
My elder son is a doctor.
他读了医生以后，我心想，你要好好的做你的这个职业，赚点钱啊，然后可以好好的过你的生活。但是没想到，他一毕业以后。他跑去中国去传福音了。
Yeah, as a doctor, so he can make good fortune. Yeah, he can make a good fortune and live a good life. But the pastor was elder son, he chose to spread gospel in China.
很多人觉得很奇怪啊！我老二读了一个学位，他就在这里啊。哪里也不去，但是老大他花了6年不要几年的时间，读了这个除大学以外是 MD，就是医生，然后又去宣教。
Yeah, my second son, he got his degree, but he stayed here. But my older son, he spent many years to get his degree, his doctor degree. But he spent quite a few years in China to spread gospel.
他是跑去哪里啊？跑去这个，西安是在哪里？陕西吗？啊？
Yeah, 陕西。
啊？
哦，你问的太远了，陕西。
太原，他是好像是陕西，这个西安好像是什么地方呗？主要是跑到这个没有外国人的地方。
Yeah, he
他
went
跑到
to
西，
yeah, he went to 西太原in 山西 province, and maybe also 西安 in 陕西 province,
然
and
后
云南 yes.
他又跑到云南去了，那没有人的地方。
Yeah, and those places are not so many like people from outside of the world.
带着太太，带着3个孩子，他跑去那地方，传福音。
He took his wife and his three children, the whole family moved there, stayed there for a few years to spread gospel.
啊，最后被这个政府赶出来了，说他不要了，不可以在那里。
But eventually he was sent out by the government. The government did not like that.
传福音，他有这个感动，他们去传福音，但是还有牧师和教师，有人说是一个人，有人说是2个人。但是它的冠词就是 A 或是 THE 那个字，如果是2个人的话，它应该用2个这个冠词，有 the pastor the teacher or a teacher a pastor，但是它这地方盒子 有一个有牧师和钥匙，所以有人解释是一个人，有人解释是两个人。
Yeah, some pastors and teachers here in this scripture, most likely they mean the same person. The pastors are teachers.
所以在这地方，我们看见个人都有恩赐，我们做牧师的。也有谁特别赐的恩赐？做什么呢？要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
Here clearly tells us that everyone has his talents. As a pastor, we also have our own talents. Our talents, our responsibility is to grow up the banners.
要注意这个字啊，他说什么？成全圣徒，各尽其职。
Yeah, to prepare God's people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
我们每一个人都有这个恩赐，像教会、像牧师、像负责的人去发现。你的什么恩赐是什么？然后各尽其职，每一个人都要尽到他的这个努力，而去做到谁赐给他的这个恩赐。
So you and me, we shall discover, we shall find out our own talent. And also as a church or brother sister may help you, or church leaders may also help brothers and sisters to discover their talents. And once you know your talent, you should try to fulfill, use your talent to fulfill your duty at church.
我不需要去羡慕别人，不管说，哎呦，他做这个，我很想做，不要。我们需要做神让我们做的。
We do not need to admire other party, other people. We do not need to envy other people's, whatever they do. We do what God wants us, want you and me to do our own part.
我跟你讲，我不是自夸。我跟你讲一个事实：以前师母在的时候，聚会一完了以后，第一个地方他去哪里？女厕所，把厕所清扫。这是他的恩赐吧？是他的恩赐，但是他觉得谁给他这个责任？啊，弟兄姐妹，啊，不是弟兄姐妹，就是姐妹们，有个干净的厕所，让他去扫厕。我不晓得你们注意到没有，这是我注意到。
Pastor reminded us that Simu Popo, when she was alive, almost every worship service, after every worship service, the first place she went is to the ladies' restroom to clean up everything, to make it very clean and neat. Is this her talent? And not necessary, but she feels the call. I mean, she has that responsibility. This is, I don't know whether you noticed that, but I also want to say that today we do have brother sister do the same thing.
我个人做个人的事情，然后叫建立基督的身体，
So
各尽其职。
everybody play his role to build up Christ's body.
但是这个教会的责任是要看着每一个人都要长大。
So it's the responsibility of the church, not only pastor, not only leadership, I believe it's everyone, to see everyone grow up.
好像我上一次说的，好像 谁没有把这个属灵的事情交给执事？因为他们是做事的，不是管这个属灵的事情。属灵的事情，谁还有另外的这个准备？
I point out last time, for the spiritual matters of church, it's not responsibility of the deacons. Yeah, the deacons take care for the everyday operation of the church.
这里说第十二节说，成全圣徒，各尽其职，每一个人都要做到他谁要他做的，建立基督的身体，教会就得到建立，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，所以在真道上有同样的一个看见，认识谁的儿子啊。得以长大成人，还有基督长成的身量，不再做小孩子。
Yeah, verse 12. We want to prepare God's people for the work of services so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of fullness of Christ.
所以我们有责任看着这每一个人都长大。教会不是幼儿园，不是托儿所，天堂更不是。谁把我们放在地上？什么意思？我们不知道，这谁的意思？但是有一件事情我们知道，谁让我们在我们这些人？在谁的家里头长大成人？
Yeah, why we would come everybody from different walks, from different places, come to this church? I don't know why, but one thing I know is that God wants each one of us to grow up in Him.
别人问我们什么事情，什么都不知道，因为三不知。
Yeah, don't be like that when somebody asks you for help, ask you for certain things about this church, and your answer is, "Oh, I don't know, I don't know."
我在想，有以后我们不要这领唱的人，就唱唱看，有多少人会唱，有没有声音？
So, Pastor, I want to hear more singing from you. Not from the people who standing on the stage. Without the people standing on the stage, are you able to sing?
100诗歌，200多首，你会几首啊？
Yeah, in our Times book, there are more than 200 songs. How many are you able to sing?
圣经66卷，旧约七段七卷，新约七卷，
There are
他就。
66 books in the Bible. How much do you know about it? How many in the Old Testament? How many in the New Testament?
看手机啊，不晓得圣经什么东西啊！我跟他讲《路加福音》，我跟他讲这个《以弗所书》，他嘣跑出来了。这样子一个基督徒啊，不是这样，不长大不行。
Yeah, we need to grow up. So the church is not a gardener. Church is not a kindergarten. It's not for toddlers. It's not for little kids.
当主耶稣来的时候，你确定你会到天空去遇见谁吗？
So when Jesus is here, suppose Jesus is here today, I'm sure you are able to go to heaven with him.
如果我们没有别的责任，我们的责任 最重要的一个责任就是靠着弟兄姐妹，每一个人都要长大。
So it is everyone's responsibility to help each one of us to grow up.
怎么叫长大？这个地方告诉我说，什么是长大？
Here it tells us what does it mean to grow up.
然后赐给我们一个新的生命，使命，给我
And
们一个使命。
give us a mission, a new mission.
我知道神赐予我们一个使命，就在马太福音28章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
叫我们去外国，在全世界各个地方去叫人家来信耶稣，要做神的门徒。凡是有人愿意做神的门徒的时候，我们就要为奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给他们施洗，然后把神所吩咐我们的都教训他们遵守。
And spread the gospel to all nations, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of Father and of Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
所以，谁叫我们去传福音？叫我们就在主里面合二为一。
Now God wants us to spread the gospel. And God wants us to be unified in Him.
我们要做什么？这个恩典堂。将来我们要做什么？
So, how about our church? What is our goal?
每个礼拜来了，就是聚会啊，就读经啊，祷告啊，哦，你好，我好，然后就吃一顿，再见，就是这样子。
So we don't want to just follow these routines every Sunday without a mission.
我已经给你们讲过了。我在休斯顿住的时候，那个教会里面有一对夫妇，他们开车要往纽约那边去啊，所以他经过曼菲斯，他想来看看我们的教会，所以我把地址告诉他。回去以后非常兴奋，告诉大家说，他们教会也有午餐，并且不收钱。大家讲到是什么？不记得。记得吃饭不要钱。这是恩典堂的能做到的吗？我感谢主，我们今天吃饭都不要钱了。不用交钱了，有多吃多，有少吃少，好吃不好吃，我们都可以吃。我们把我平常吃的饭多做一点，带来大家一起分享，吃饱就好了。所以，爱点堂前面的责任是什么？责任最重要的，可能每一个弟兄姐妹要长大。
So, what's the most important of this church, this responsibility ahead of us, is that every one of us, we want to grow up. We help each other to grow up.
我们的使命是什么？要把福音传开，不单单是在我们福气。还要传得更远，
So,
让我们这个支持，你愿意用什么 不同的人，那种非常好。我们自己不能去，我们这个支持别人，但我自己能去，我们也要去，让人家都知道，恩典堂是一个传福音的一个教会。
So the mission of this church is to spread the gospel, not only here in Memphis, not only locally, but reach out to more and far away places. So if we can, it's good that we support Yuanin, Brother Yuanin, or other commissionaries. If we are not able to go, yeah, we can support them. But if you and I, if we can go, yeah, we go.
不要教育别人，传说恩典堂是个吃饭不要钱的地方，还是有什么东西不是一个传福音的一个教会？最有名的是别的东西。
Yeah, I don't like that our church impress people with our free lunch. But really, I would hope our church is a church of spreading gospels. That is what this church will be remembered.
我每个礼拜来做什么？我们前途是什么？往哪里走？
So, what is the future of this church? Where we're heading towards?
想一想看，传福音从哪里开始？
Think about it. Where to start to spread gospel?
主教导我们的。彼此相爱，合二为一，我们做到了吗？
Yeah, Lord Jesus wants us to love each other and to be united in Him. Are we there yet?
回家好像想一想，我们叫方向是哪里？前途是哪？想一想。
Yeah, I want you, each one of you to think about it, think it over. Yeah, where is the future of our church? Which direction our church is going?
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
上帝父神，我感谢你，赞美你，主啊，谢谢你的恩典。今天让我们有机会再一次领受你所为我设立的圣餐，让我纪念你为我所做的一切。主啊，不单单是这样子，我们愿意跟随你，愿意。遵守你的命令，主求你的，求圣灵感动我每个人，把我们的恩赐向我们显明，让我们照你所给我的恩赐，尽我自己的力量，能够让你的教会长大成人，让我们在爱中建立自己。感谢赞美主，一切的荣耀都归给你。祷告说：“耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。”